الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Welcome back to the rules for reading Warsh. And now we're in the woods, right? We're kind of in the sticks here, we're in the weeds, going through some of the exceptions to reading Ra, whether lightly or heavily, based on the foundational default principle, وَرَقَّقَ وَرْشَ كُلَّ رَاءٍ قَبْلَهَا, right? And then we went into some of the exceptions. This is actually a very important way to teach if you're a teacher. Never start with the exceptions. Always start with the asl, so that people have proper tasawwur, they have a proper understanding, and they can envision the mas'ala. Then you give the secondary issues. This is my anger, if you will, at people who teach aqidah. They start on the secondary issues and don't talk about where people agree, like the Ash'aris and the Atharis. They agree on everything except basically seven sifat. So why are you starting the people on all this sideshow business? Then they're confused. Same thing with Arabic language, same thing with Qira'ah. This is something I learned from Sheikh Dr. Ahmed Tahariyan, who, when I read the Muwatta, studied the Muwatta with him, and the Khalil, and Riyad Salihin, and Nail al-Awtar, that he will always start with the Asl. And he told us, start with the Asl, and then get into the secondary issues. Here now we're going to get into the secondary issues. There are two times, if you pay attention, where you're going to hear Warsh go against that default rule. So Allah says, "Yarama dhat al-imad," right? Yarama dhat al-imad, yara. You're gonna say, if I'm praying behind someone, and they're leading in Warsh, bi tariqat al-azraq, na asbahani. Why are they saying? Why aren't they saying ira, irama, irama? Why ira, irama? Why is it irama na irama? Why? Because iram is not a pure Arabic word. It's a'jami. So when we have an a'jami word, the rule doesn't apply. You read the ra, even if it has a letter in front of it with kasra, with tafkhim. Khalas. So al-asma al-a'jamiya, you tufakhim al-ra'at. Irama dhat al-imad. Don't say ira, irama dhat al-imad. The second is when the ra is followed by another ra. Firara. Don't say firara. Firara. Why? Because the ra at the end of the word takes over that first ra. It's strong. It pulls it. Nah. You're with the tafkhim posse. And that's the argument that scholars say the asl of ra is not tarqiq. It's tafkhim because of this. This is one of the mas'ala that they use to show it. It's interesting, right? So you don't say firara. You say firara. Firara. Right? Because two ra's, and I actually wrote them down for you here. Dirara, firara, al-firaru, israra, mid-ra-ra. So don't say mid-ra-ra. Don't say isra-ra. Don't say al-firaru. Don't say fira-fira-ra. And don't say dirara. Say them with tafkhim, because al-ra al-thaniya. تَغْلِيبُ عَلَى الرَّاءَ الْأُولَى. So it's very simple. What these times where it's going to go against the rule, number one, ism a'jami. يَرَامَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ. Number two, when there are two ra consecutive, so that last ra is going to pull that first ra in. فِرَارَ إِسْرَارَ مِدْرَارَ إِلَى آخِرِهَا. بَرَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.